The pastor is so boring. All he ever talks about is accepting Jesus. Right now, all I want to accept is presents.
That's because Jesus is the best present you'll ever receive. He's the whole reason we have Christmas. Happy Advent. Zach here, and we're diving into another story on the Countdown to Christmas podcast. Get ready to discover something new. You know, when my brother and I were little, we would get up super early on Christmas morning, wake up our parents, and beg them to let us open all of our presents. Now, remember, there's nothing wrong with receiving gifts as long as you remember to open the most important present of all. That's the present of accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. When you do that, you'll have a gift that lasts forever. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Our story today, it's called, "What Are You Waiting For?" Addie wiggled all through the Christmas service. Sitting still was so hard, especially when you weren't interested in what the pastor was saying. Addie wanted to go home and open presents. Funny, she was more excited about her sister's present than her own. Abigail had asked for a special movie-making kit with video and sound effects. Addie couldn't wait to make movies with Abigail. But the pastor kept going on and on about the best gift being the baby who was born in Bethlehem. Addie rolled her eyes. That's all they talked about at church. She figured someday she'd trust in Jesus when she didn't have anything else to do. "I liked what Pastor Pete said this morning," Abigail said later as they were eating cinnamon rolls. "Can we open presents now?" Addie asked. "I'm tired of talking about church. I think about that stuff when I'm older." She went and got Abigail's present from beneath the tree. "Here's yours, Abigail. I can't wait to see you open it." Abigail settled down on the couch. "I'm too busy to open it right now." "Abigail!" Addie tugged her sister's arm. "Come on!" Abigail picked up a book she was reading. "First, I want to finish this chapter. I want to know what happens." She started reading. Addie stomped her foot. "Abigail!" She looked to her parents, who shrugged and continued eating cinnamon rolls at the table. Was her family going crazy? "I was thinking," Abigail said, "maybe when I'm older, you know, like when I'm 18, then I'll open my gift." Addie looked around and noticed everyone looking back at her. "Oh," she said, finally understanding. "You're showing me how silly I am for not accepting God's gift of Jesus now and saying I'll think about it later." "Right," Dad said. "God's gift of his only Son who became human and died and rose again to save us from sin is more important than any gift under the tree." "I guess I have been kind of silly," Addie admitted. "I know I shouldn't wait to trust in Jesus." "How about trusting in him right now?" Mom asked. "That would be the best Christmas present ever." So, how about you? Have you heard about Jesus from family members or at church, but haven't really thought about what his death and resurrection mean for you? Maybe you figure you'll think about it when you're older. But why is it important to think about it right now? Kyler?
Because then you can go to heaven when you grow up. So then you can teach people to go to God.
Thanks, Kyler. Jesus is the best gift anyone could ever get, and the best time to accept that gift is now. Trust in Jesus this Christmas day. If you want to learn more about knowing Jesus personally, take Mom and Dad and go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is found in John chapter 5, verse 24.
"Anyone who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life, and will not come under judgment, but has passed from death to life."
And our key thought? God's gift is the greatest gift of all. Thank you so much for joining me through the Advent season. I hope that the Countdown to Christmas has made a difference in your family's life. If it has, then you can pass that blessing on to another family by supporting Keys for Kids Radio. When your family begins a $5 per month donation, you'll be helping 25 kids hear the gospel in the next year. You can learn more and give a gift at keysforkids.net. Just tap Donate in the menu. I'm Zach with the Countdown to Christmas, a podcast from Keys for Kids Radio at keysforkids.net.